I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
DJ and Jamie.
A lot of my girlfriend's husbands don't have friends. You're not alone.
I sit in here every day and I hear you bitch about your friends.
BJ.
These girls, yesterday, as bad as the weather was, they want to go have drinks. They want to have lunch. But on the other side, I hear the real Jamie. The real Jamie saying, screw you. I want to go home, get in my sleep number bed, get my weighted blanket, and just ride out a snowstorm. That's all I want to do.
So then there was a whole discussion on our Facebook group chat.
Let it out, Jamie.
About ants on a log.
About what?
Ants on a log.
Jamie.
And they're like, why is ants on a log been a childhood staple our whole lives? And then somebody wrote, I know, raisins are overrated. They're just dumb.
Here you go.
And I hate celery. It's so stringy. Why do we eat it anyway?
Let it out. Go ahead, girl. You let it out.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Hello and welcome to the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the program. It is a Wednesday today and 21 degrees right now. I think we have a little bit of snow in the forecast, maybe an inch or so for the metro, right?
Yeah, like a wintry mix throughout the day?
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. I think not much, but just a little bit. Hey, it's Colorado. What do you expect? Good morning, Carson.
Good morning, BJ.
Good morning, Spadil.
Good morning.
Hey, so yesterday, I had to go to the DMV. You know, I'm in a world of trouble.
Oh, yeah.
What'd you do?
Well, I've got all those tickets and accidents and stuff.
Okay,
you know,
okay.
The points start adding up after a while.
Yeah.
And after a while, they reach out to you and they say, hey, Beach, why don't you come on down here? Talk to us.
Coming to the principal's office.
Why don't you come on down here, take a seat, get a number, get in line, and let's chat a little bit.
So do you still have a license?
Oh, yeah. We're all good. We're all
barely?
Good. Yeah. We're all good. But I had to retake the test.
No, you didn't. They made you retake the test.
Like the written test or like the actual driving test?
The written test.
The written test?
On a computer, yeah.
Oh, see, I would have made you take both.
Yeah.
You get in there with an instructor with a clipboard.
They don't, it's hard to get the driving test anymore.
You gotta
make an appointment, and you gotta go to a different location. They make it very difficult now with the driving test, but I had to take the written test.
How'd you do?
We'll get into it later.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. I was so scared. I was scared. When she said, you've got to take the test, I'm like, oh, my God. I haven't studied a test in forever, man. What are you doing to me?
I can't even remember any of the questions when I first took that test.
You think you could pass it? Here's what you get. You get 25 questions, and if you miss six, you fail.
Oh, then, yeah, I think I could pass it.
I could pass that.
You got to get 80% on the
test. Most of the questions are like, here's a yield sign. What does this mean?
No, it's not.
Oh. Really?
No, they're tricky.
Give
like
us an
scenarios?
Example.
Well, I'll have to think of something here, but we'll get into it a little bit later on, okay? But, yeah, I had to go do that yesterday. All right, I'm pretty excited today because Rico to the Rescue is going to be on the air with us. He does a TV show. It's brand new. I think it started on January 7th. And it's on HGTV. It's based right here out of Colorado. And he comes to your rescue if you've got a problem with a contractor. And God knows I've got one.
I know. I watched a couple episodes last night. He's legit. He comes in. He's like a project manager. He gets on the contract.
Yeah, I watched part of it last night, and he looks like a tough guy. You don't want to tangle with this dude, man. So I see why he gets action, why he gets it done. You know what I mean? All right, he's coming up at 7 o'clock this morning. We do have Adele of Fly Away to Vegas. We'll give you a code word. That's at 9 o'clock this morning for your chance to fly to Vegas. See Adele in concert. BJ and Jamie Morning Show just getting started. We'll be right back. You hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Also heard on the Odyssey app. It's a great app. Download it for your phone. Put it on your phone now and take us anywhere you go. It's currently, what's that say, 20 degrees right now?
Yep.
20 degrees.
Schmidel, are you happy?
Happy?
Well, because yesterday you gave me crap.
About what?
About being on time for the last 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah, you were late today.
Yeah, are you happy?
No, I was happier when you were here on time.
He's lying, because he's like, why are you here? Every day he's like...
Oh, he was like badgering you about it?
Why are you here? Yeah.
You know, it's weird.
I'll give you proof of that, too, is that you can be, if you're, say, 10 minutes late, when you're 5 minutes late, it doesn't concern me. But if you're running 10 minutes or more late, then I get concerned.
I know.
It's like, okay, what happened? Maybe she got an accident or car won't start, flat tire, something, okay? Schmidel, on the other hand, we can be. There was one day where you were like 15 minutes late because you did have a situation with your vehicle or something, okay?
Right.
I don't remember exactly what it was. And I went to Schmidel and I said, Schmidel, have you called her? No, I haven't called her.
It hasn't even crossed his mind.
I said, Schmidel, I said, if I were 15 minutes late, you would be on the phone with me religiously.
Exactly.
Why wouldn't you do that?
Out of character for you.
No. But it's out of character if she's that late.
That late.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He doesn't care.
It's the same. It's out of character. That's my point. And you don't care.
He just doesn't care.
Yeah, you don't
care. Every day he's like, why are you here? Or yesterday, what is this? This is like a record.
Yeah.
It was a record.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You have done 13 days in a row.
You have done pretty good, though, 2023. You've done good this year.
Oh, my God, you guys. I lost my phone this morning.
Yeah.
And my phone is black, and my couch is black, okay? And I had bought a thing that goes around it that's like bright pink, you know,
just a cover, so yeah.
Right, but it was the wrong size because Amazon sucks, right? Even though I ordered it exactly right, it was the wrong size.
Yeah, there's certain things on Amazon that you just can't order.
Exactly, and that's one of them.
Yeah.
And so I couldn't find it. And then I had Alexa call it. And then I'm waiting because it's on vibrate. And I'm trying to. Do you know how hard it is to listen to something try to vibrate?
Yeah.
In your whole entire house.
Well, and then you hear like phantom vibrations.
I know.
Yeah, I've done it. Walk around the house, got your ear leaned over, like, where the hell's that coming from?
Right? And it's on a couch, so the couch is kind of absorbing the vibration. I'm just like, okay, nobody move. Nobody move. Anyway, so I finally found it. So
there's a study this morning, too. Funny you should say that. It asked people, how long can you go in a certain day, in any day, how long can you go without your phone before you start to panic?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
5 minutes.
Okay. You say 5 minutes.
Yeah.
The answer is, and I'm shocked with this, 5 hours.
They're full of it.
Oh.
There's no way.
Well, I have been here without it before.
Yeah, but that was forced because you forgot.
And I don't like it.
No,
I was not happy.
But you started to panic as soon as you walk in and realize you don't have it.
Oh, my God, I hate it.
You know?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, 5 hours.
Wow.
But I think what juices that up to 5 hours are people like me.
Oh, yeah, because you don't care.
Yeah. You put me in the survey and I can go a day.
Yeah, I wrote you about two different things yesterday, and nothing.
I saw him this morning.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I saw him this morning.
Solid.
Well, what happens is my son gets home around 3:30, 4 o'clock, and he just confiscates my phone.
Oh, right.
Watching videos. And it's a great babysitter, man. I love it.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, you put that kid on the phone and leave him for hours.
Between you doing that and then Carson's little girl playing on his watch, you two are sucky parents.
Yeah.
She loves a watch. Anything with a screen, man.
I admit it. It's a great babysitter. It really is.
Okay.
It gives me a chance to watch basketball.
Right.
Yeah.
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 All right.
Love it.
Well, that's
I love
good.
It.
That's good. Isn't it crazy, though, that how well they can maneuver it.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh, it's amazing.
It is crazy.
4 years old.
Yeah.
And man, he's good on it.
He can. Oh, I wanted to ask too, because Carson, I got your baby, that Coca, what's her name? Coca Melon?
Oh, yeah, the doll.
Yeah, did it work?
Oh, it works. Yeah. I hide it.
I just didn't know, because you know how it's supposed to like, it makes them kind of just
batty.
Zone in. Oh. Well, they zone in.
Yeah, it makes parents batty, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's obsessed with it.
I didn't know if it would work.
And it's
or
like
not.
A bedtime. It sings like a bedtime song. Mm-hmm. It's time to go to bed. Sleep is good for you. And it's haunting. It haunts my dreams. So we have hit it. Every chance I get like to shove it away somewhere, I do it.
Because I didn't know if it was a real thing or if TikTok just made it a thing. So
it's a real thing.
I think it's just a thing.
They just get mesmerized.
Yeah, Frog went through that whole phase with Coco Melon.
Yeah. What is that?
It's hypnotizing, I guess, for kids.
I had, what did I have on TV for my kid? It was some lady, she was based here, and it was like, I don't know, it was like drips of like water that was colored, and it did all these different geometrical things, but I forgot the name of it. But I bought that actual channel, Baby First TV. Have you guys, is there a Baby First TV still?
I don't know. I haven't heard of it. There probably is, though.
I mean, it's been 16 years, so I don't know. But it was Baby First TV, and I just put him in his little, that little chair in front of it. So I was no different than you guys.
Yeah. I think everybody does it to a degree, right?
Yeah.
By the way, here's Coco Ballad.
Are we there yet?
Not yet.
Are we there yet?
Not yet.
Are we there yet?
Not yet.
That's your kid.
Are we there yet?
Oh, yeah.
Let's play a game. Look at where we are. Won't you look with me and tell me what you see? Driving in the car. What do you see?
Oh, yeah, there you go. A little Coco Melon for you.
See?
Yeah, there you go.
My era was Blue's Clues.
Yeah,
we were more Blue's Clues people.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. It continues to drop 17 degrees right now. Oof. Coming up at 7 o'clock this morning, we have Rico to the rescue on the show. Rico Leon, who has a TV show that started last month. Oh, no, earlier this month, actually. On HGTV and Discovery Plus.
Yeah, I like it because it's based out of Denver. So that way we'll give out the casting information. So if you have a situation where you want to cast, you know, talk to them about it or whatever, try to get a cast.
I didn't realize, I watched a portion of the show last night, and I didn't realize that every project he does is here in Denver. I know that he's out of Denver, but I didn't realize he just chooses Denver projects to put on the show.
Yeah, they film out of here.
Yeah, and I've got a problem, so I'm going to try to address it and see if we can get on the show.
Maybe we could get you cast.
Yeah, I've got a couple of things.
I tried to get you on Judge Judy, but she denied you.
I know.
Yeah, that fell through.
Well, because I didn't have a lawsuit pending.
Yeah, I didn't know that about Judge Judy. You already have to have it in in-court case, which I like because now it makes it even more legit to me.
Yeah, if you've got an in-court case, a lawsuit pending, then you're eligible for Judge Judy. But if you haven't taken it that far, then she can't decide it again.
I know, but doesn't it make it feel more real to you then? Because that way it's like, okay.
You know, I've been accidentally because I've watched something on TV and then she comes on right after.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point of the day, I usually start with dinner and stuff, so I leave it on that channel. Man, I like her a lot. She's tough.
She is.
You know, she's grumpy.
She doesn't care.
She's got my attitude.
She does. She does. You know what's funny about you? Can I just tell you something really funny about you?
What?
Well, because you have, like, you're a little bit of, you have a little bit of conspiracy in you. Just a little bit. Just a little bit of conspiracy in you.
Okay.
So it's come out now, all this weird Daily Mail crap about, 300,000 Americans have died unexpectedly, even though yesterday the news came out that more people have died on the roads than ever before. But they're not going to count that, of course, because that won't be part of it.
Right.
And then all of a sudden you come in today. Oh my God, my head is, I think it's the vaccine. My head's been hurting so bad, you guys. Have you ever heard him say he has a headache or anything?
No, never.
Until the Daily Mail came out.
Well, no. No, I'm just saying that I've been having headaches lately. In fact, I woke up about three times overnight last night with a headache, and I never used to get headaches.
But it's the vaccine.
And, I'm just looking at all options, Jamie.
Oh my God.
I'm looking at all options.
No, you read that and you're like, yep, that's it. Oh, my God.
Could be the case.
It could be. It probably is.
I looked it up this morning. I went to WebMD. I pulled a Jamie White.
Mm-hmm.
That's not,
I don't encourage anyone to go to WebMD because, man, they put you in a bad place in your head.
You're either going
to
live or die. Exactly.
Yeah, because the first thing I saw was a brain tumor. Oh, no. I'm like, what the hell?
I got to get off. Worst case scenario. Yeah.
I got to get off this site.
Well, between you and Schmidl, who he's... apparently has no hormones or something. Yeah. I don't know.
He's got a lot going on.
What's going on with you, Schmidl?
I think I might have low T, so I'm getting my testosterone checked because I got my testosterone checked like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So this way I can compare the two tests and see like which way I'm trending.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I gave him the symptoms for low vitamin D.
Yeah.
Vitamin D deficiency, which I know he has because he just plays video games all day long.
Yeah.
He doesn't get any vitamin D. And one of them is fatigue, which he has.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I guess I don't get any vitamin D.
I bought some, though.
You bought some vitamin D?
Yeah.
Okay, but it takes a while.
It does?
Yeah. Okay. Your body has to get used to it.
Well, I got a year's worth.
Okay.
So. Take it all. Yeah. Take it all like today.
OD on it.
Yeah.
What did he die of?
Suck it
down. OD'd on vitamin D.
Now, is that why you're getting your blood test today?
For what? What
For the low T.
Yeah.
I'm just asking.
Because he has fatigue.
You got fatigue.
He's got fatigue.
I will tell you this. I went and got the pellets. My doctor suggested that. And so I went and got the pellets. I've had them twice. I need to get it again. It really does work.
Yeah.
It really does. It changes everything. Your attitude, energy, everything.
But he's too young for that.
Yeah, that's what I'm a little worried about. It's a for life thing. And also, I think like 92% of men can return to being fertile if they...
Fertile.
Stop. Fertile? Wow. Is that French?
Is that medical, huh?
Fertile.
It's like 8% of men like are infertile permanently.
Fertile.
After starting it.
Sorry.
TRT.
TRT.
Testosterone replacement therapy.
Your butt pills.
Yeah. So it makes you fertile?
No, infertile.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, my God. You know what happened? Is that the vaccine made your hearing bad.
It's my head. I'm telling you. That sucker's got me down.
Oh, it does, because today he tried to tell me. He goes, oh, yeah, California had a hurricane. No, not a hurricane. It had a tornado. No, not a tornado. It had an earthquake.
Yeah.
And he said, see? See my head? And I was like, oh, my God, you're turning into me.
It is. I'm kidding. I don't know what it is. I think I'm dyslexic.
Oh, no!
See? There you go. Isn't it funny, though, how we look up these symptoms?
Oh, yeah.
And you start to worry about everything?
Every single thing. Yeah.
And I can't figure it out because I've never, ever in my life had headaches.
Right.
And now, all of a sudden, over the past several months, I've been getting them a lot.
Because of that vaccine, man.
I can't figure it out.
It's the vaccine.
I don't know what it is.
It's killing you.
That's the only thing that's changed.
I know. It is it, for sure.
And you think it's vitamin D. Everything to you is vitamin D.
Well, because it's that time of year. We talk about it basically this time of year is because nobody's getting any sunshine. Because even, you know, rolling down your window and putting your arm on the, you know, out the halfway window, you absorb vitamin D, right? But we're all tightened up.
It's been so cold out and we haven't really had sun.
I told Jamie off the air, I said, here's what you know you're not getting enough vitamin D, enough sunshine. I have a watch. That's solar. It is yet to charge itself.
That's when you know.
It ran out yesterday.
Yeah.
It ran out yesterday, and I had to put it on the charger. And I thought to myself, man, you got to get out more. You're not even getting out enough to keep your watch charged.
Well, and my watch is one of those that as long as you move your arm, it winds itself.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
One day it stopped. I was like, I got to get busy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, bad. Which is worse?
Yeah, right?
I think yours might be worse.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
This is crazy. Paris Hilton is a mom.
Yeah, I saw that.
I didn't even know that. That is nuts. Yeah. Paris Hilton is a mom. The 41-year-old. I also didn't know she was 41. I thought she was still in like her 30s. You know, we were talking about vitamin D, and I watched this documentary on her, and basically she doesn't get in the sun at all.
Really?
She looks it, too.
I know. Yeah.
She looks pasty.
She looks pasty, but she also doesn't have one wrinkle on her face.
Yeah. I guess that's a good thing in a way, right?
Yeah, so She's officially a mom, 41 years old. She welcomed her first child with her husband, Carter, who I feel like is a little controlling.
But well, they say he's a deadbeat.
Well, because he has another child.
Yeah.
He's only seen that one.
He's never seen that kid.
Yeah, they don't mention that in the documentary.
Yeah, they don't?
No.
Yeah, see, I got a problem with that. But I guess, see, I don't know his entire situation. I think that if you have a baby because you had a one-night stand and that person ends up marrying somebody else, I get it. But other than that, I think you got to see your kid, don't you?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
You'd think. A nine-year-old, secret nine-year-old, from a previous relationship, and he's only seen her only once, or him.
Whatever. Wow.
One time. Yeah, I don't know the situation.
Yeah, you got to know the situation.
Yeah. Yeah, but she's a mom. Good for her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, she should be a mom. Because on that show, oh my God, when I was in Dubai, this is so funny. So the guy that we had as one of our guides that took us on the camels, I know, just don't ask. The camels, and then on the side-by-sides, the, you know, those like four-wheeler kind of things.
Yeah, like sand dunes.
Like dune buggies, yeah, that took us on dune buggies and stuff. So when we got back in the car, he told us that Lewis Hamilton had broken four of those dune buggies.
Oh, no way.
Because he sent it. He broke four, and he had to write out a check for like $25,000.
Oh, and that was nothing to him.
Nothing.
But, I mean, driving a Formula One car, you want to send it on everything you drive.
Right. So he was showing us pictures of everybody that have been on this tour, right? And he's like, yeah, he broke four of them, and finally we didn't have any more for him
to drive.
That'd be a great position to be in, though, that you could go out and rent stuff and just wreck the hell
just
out of it and not
it,
worry
right?
about it because you've got the money to write the check for it.
Exactly. Well,
so cool.
I know. He said he didn't even care. We've never seen anybody drive one of these like that. He's like, he just would roll them. He wouldn't care. He's like, he's a different animal.
He's like, just bring me another one.
And then he showed us a picture with he and Paris Hilton. And he said, yeah, you know, she's really, he said, how do you say it? And we were like, I was like, what? And he goes, she talks. And I'm like, he goes, like a baby.
Oh, no.
You know how she talks like, you know, she's like, oh, my God. So he goes, the whole time she was baby talking. He's like, it was creepy.
I hate that, too.
I do, too.
Yeah, it's just so annoying, man.
Well, and on that documentary, she goes in and out. It's weird. So she'll be talking like this, like, well, I was telling Carter, and then I went and then my heel.
See, that's intentional, too.
Yeah, so I just thought it was funny. It made him crazy. Like, oh, God. All right. You know how Tim Allen said that he's not that kind of guy to flash Pamela Anderson as wiener?
Yeah.
Well, now videos come out where he lifts up a kilt in front of his co-star. But I think he had panties on, didn't he?
Well, yeah. I watched the video this morning.
Oh, of course
and,
you did.
And it's part of the TV show. It was scripted in the TV show.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Oh, well,
and
they're making it sound like he did.
No. It's an outtake from the TV show. I watched it this morning.
Oh,
yeah. So you can't use that to say that he actually did this to Pam Anderson.
I don't know. Whatever. Somebody said you didn't finish your story about Paris. Oh, she didn't adopt. No, she had a surrogate.
Yeah.
So she had her eggs frozen on that documentary, too. And so it's their child. They just had a surrogate. So good for them. All right. Tim Allen already did that one. Kanye West was going to go to Australia to meet his partner, Bianca's parents. But I guess Australia might not let him in.
Why?
Because of his anti-Semitic remarks. Yeah. Yeah. It looks like they're probably going to deny his visa.
Yeah. He's kind of been under the radar lately, hasn't he?
Yeah. The Minister of Education said others who have made similar statements have been denied visas. So
We were questioning that marriage that with that lady that he got married to, but it appears that it was actually legit, doesn't it?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
The last thing I heard, they didn't have a marriage license.
I don't know.
Yeah. So. I don't know. All right, Chris Stapleton. We're excited about this. They have the whole lineup now. Chris Stapleton will perform the national anthem. Singer, songwriter, and producer Babyface will sing America the Beautiful.
That should be good.
Cheryl Lee Ralph will perform Lift Every Voice and Sing. And as you know, Rihanna will do the halftime show.
That's a pretty good lineup.
Mm-hmm. It is a good lineup.
That's a great lineup.
I was just trying to figure out which songs Rihanna's going to sing.
Oh.
She has so many.
There's so many, yeah.
I hope she doesn't do that Umbrella song.
Oh, that's definitely going to be on there.
No, because they're going to come out with umbrellas.
Well, what if it's raining?
I know, but well, hardly
remember
ever.
Prince doing it in the rain? That was cool. Remember, he did Purple Rain, and it was coming down hard.
Yeah, but this is in Arizona. It hardly ever rains there. Unless it's monsoon season. I don't know. But they're all going to come out with umbrella, umbrella, umbrella. God.
I can picture all those people that are on the field. You know how they put like 50,000 people out on the field?
Yeah, and they all have umbrellas.
And they all have umbrellas. Yep. I can see that happening.
I know.
Yep.
So, anyway, I don't know what she's going to sing, but she said she was nervous. So, that's kind of scary that she's nervous.
Well, because she hasn't done music in a long time.
Long time, right?
Especially because she's on stage.
Pregnant and all that crap.
I think they all get nervous, though, with the Super Bowl because you've got such a massive audience, 100 million people, you know?
Yeah, and you have, what, like 4 minutes?
Yeah.
Something like that.
You've got to nail it, too. Woo. And then you get criticized, social media, if you don't do it right.
Exactly.
So,
memes will come out.
Yeah. I see why you could get really nervous over that one.
Well, and she even said, and we've all done this, she said after she accepted it, she was like, what have I done? Yeah. You know how you like accept a challenge like that?
And you're like, uh-oh. And you're an artist like her, for example, that when she goes to a concert, it's her fans. They know what to expect.
Exactly.
With the Super Bowl, you get so many people that are football fans that don't really even know. There are people that are going to be watching the game that have never heard of Rihanna. Never heard of her. So that would add to it also, I would think.
Yeah, because you have to be broad spectrum, right?
And yeah.
You know, try to
mass appeal.
Yeah, and then, like J-Lo. You know, J-Lo was all touching herself and grinding, and everybody's like, what are you doing?
You know? Yeah, I like it.
I know you did.
Yeah, it was kind of cool.
Yeah, I know you did.
Yeah, I watch it over and over. To this day.
But I mean, if I'm J-Lo, I'm kind of mad that Rihanna gets her own spot, but I had to split it with Shakira.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm like, you feel slighted a little bit.
Yeah, you're like, wait a minute.
You got to figure, though, Rihanna's going to bring somebody on stage. I don't know who it's going to be, but I think she'll bring somebody up with her.
I'm wondering if it'd be Eminem.
Maybe.
But that song is so vile.
I mean, you know?
Yeah, I don't know.
They'd have to bleep a lot of that.
Yeah,
so.
I don't know. All right, anyway. I'm excited about the Super Bowl.
What happened?
Nothing. Uh-oh. I'm fine. It's fine. Everything's fine.
All right.
This is fine. So we're going to a Super Bowl. I'm going to a Super Bowl party. And I think I'm going to do something creative, BJ.
You are?
I think so.
What are you going to do?
I think I'm going to do a charcuterie board that looks like a football.
Oh, get out of here.
Yeah, I saw it on TikTok. Yeah. And you just take your Chex Mix and you make it like a football.
Now, did you assemble it there
or do you
beforehand?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Yeah, I think you go over and you do it. Yeah, you got to do it at their place.
Yeah.
Because if you try to travel with it, you're going to have a big mess on your hands.
Yeah. Yep. I really like it when people start doing, like, you know, stuff with carrots and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like goalposts with carrots.
Yeah. Like making like a stadium out
of
like a veggie
tray.
That?
Yeah. One time I went to a Super Bowl party and they gutted a big piece of bread, you know, like they took it out and then they made a dip. And it was when the Broncos were in it and they made it orange, half of it orange, half of it blue. It was gross.
Was it?
Didn't taste good.
Well, no,
did you try it?
No, I didn't try it, but I mean, it looked
like just the food coloring in it.
Because
just
the orange and blue don't make for good, pretty stuff.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm not a big fan of that.
Yeah.
I'm really not. If trying to turn something into a theme and you change the color of the original color of whatever food it is, I'm not a big fan of that.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. Especially the orange and blue.
Yeah.
I really wish we had different colors, but I've talked about that before.
You don't want blue guac.
No, you don't.
You don't.
Especially or orange. All right. The biopic of Madonna is on hold right now. I guess she was writing her own biopic. I feel like I've seen her story. I don't really. Anyway, but she put it on hold. And it's not really saying why, but it's no longer in development at Universal. I don't know if they decided to drop it or what. But right now, people are really mad about her tour. I guess the tickets are listed for over $5,000.
Woo, man.
Who's going to pay $5,000 to go see Madonna?
There's some going at Ball Arena right in front of the stage, row one, $7,000.
For Madonna?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. She does have a lot of hits, though, man.
She does.
I mean, she can go on and on in hours and play hits.
That is true. She does have a lot of them. By the way, speaking of ticket prices and all that, I like how they did this, like how they spend this. Ticketmaster. And that is, you know how they are being sued about this whole Taylor Swift thing?
Yeah.
Well, now they're saying it was a cyber attack.
That's the best way out.
It is totally the best way out.
I mean, everybody does that. You know, when you have something that shows up maybe on a feed that you have on Twitter or whatever. I've been hacked.
Yeah.
I've been hacked, man. Somebody hacked me.
Did a football player just do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you do. Mm-hmm. You just go with a cyber attack, a hacking or whatever. People, they can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to prove it.
Well,
just
right.
say it.
And how do you prove it? Right? You can't really prove it. So Ticketmaster is going with that angle. Whatever. All right. Anyway, there you go. Tablet trash.
All right. Coming up next here on the program, Rico to the rescue. Brand new TV show, HGTV, along with Discovery Plus. And it's right here in Denver, Colorado. Rico to the rescue. He's next.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
BJ and Jim.
I'm Rico Leon, and I'm a general contractor. I resolve conflicts between homeowners and home builders.
Right now, we're living in half a house.
They're going to have to pay for what you estimated poorly.
We were taking advantage of.
We're not going to let them get away with it. Years ago, my parents, they got taken advantage of by a crooked contractor. That's why I'm such an advocate for homeowners. This is our version of champagne against the boat. I'd like to call these guys out and ask them if they let their family live in something like this.
Let's go. Pack the we're out.
People having a problem with their contractor, call me to say, Rico, please help me.
Oh my gosh.
I turn construction nightmares into dream homes. I want to take this on. I need to take care of them.
Rico, please help me. Rico!
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. I've been getting a lot of that lately, that's for sure.
I bet. Rico, welcome to the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. How you doing, buddy?
Oh my gosh, I'm crazy good. Thanks for asking.
Yeah. Well, we're on to your TV show here. A lot of people are, and it's based out of Denver, Colorado. HGTV, Discovery Plus, started on January 7th. Rico to the rescue. Man, oh man.
Yeah, you know, this is crazy, Rico, because it seems like HGTV is like really coming to Colorado. We have the Dream Home in Morrison, right?
Uh-huh.
And now you guys are filming here. When did we become a thing? I'm so excited.
Colorado. You know what? If you can make it in Denver when it comes to anything construction related, you can make it anywhere. You know how it is. It's everything's super expensive. It's harder. There's more loops to hop through. So if you could do it well here, you could pretty much do it well anywhere.
Huh. Well, from what I understand, and I watched part of the show last night, you go in and you fix any confrontation that's going on between a homeowner and the contractor who did a crappy job, right?
Correct. Yeah, I try to mediate as much as possible. Like, I used to come in hot and be like, hey, you need to, like, pay up and you're the worst person ever. Like, that does not resolve any conflicts. Like, if you put a contractor against the wall, they don't care about what happens to you. If it goes legal, if it goes down south quick, and that's not really the solution, right? Like, at that point, the lawyers are winning.
Right.
Well, so the best thing to do is kind of like, I hear their side. If they're not running, I'm hearing their side and then telling them like, hey, this is how I would create a solution versus like, you know, you run, let's go legal, then everyone loses.
I'm curious about something, though. You came up with this idea to mediate these conflicts. How did you shop this to HGTV and they bid on it?
Well, you know what's funny? I never did. It was never my idea to have a show. I was actually doing this before it became a show. I was actually interviewed to do some like Real Estate Housewives of Who Cares County type show. And, you know, like, and I, because I was just like a personality, my friend was the one that kind of like put it together. But once the producer kind of heard what I was doing day to day, then they decided to completely just throw that idea away and start pushing my idea, especially with like this economic climate. Like, everyone's like one, it's not 6 degrees Kevin Bacon, it's like 1 degree away from a bad contractor situation. Yeah. So it's definitely something that people need to learn more of. Like, there's the drama factor, but then it's like, what's the actual solution where I don't lose $100,000?
Does it pay well?
Oh my gosh, no. No, does it pay well?
Nothing does. You know, neither does our job.
Yeah, it's difficult, honestly. Like, I've gotten to those points where I'm like, you know what? Like, I know all these bad contractors, but they have $500,000 at the bank. I'm like, I'm doing all the right things and I have less money because I'm making sure I have a good reputation, right? Yeah. So I think that's where things go south. Like, a lot of contractors were bidding things like pre-COVID. Mm-hmm. During COVID, like, everything was going south. Everything took 10 times longer. And people needed the money. So, like, and honestly, I'm going to be honest, everyone that's listening, half of the time it's the homeowner's fault because they like to be liable.
Hey, whoa. Hey, hang on. Yeah, it's not our fault.
It's true.
No.
It's true.
What'd you say? They like to be what?
They like to be lied to. Like, the homeowner wants to hear the contractor say, hey, Rico, I've been doing this 30 years. America. Like, it's like, oh, 30 years? You're 39 years old, bro. Like,
all right, Rico to the rescue on HGTV. It just started this month. It's based out of Denver, Colorado. He gets between the homeowner and the contractor, mediates, and tries to get something fixed that was screwed
now
up.
You're mad because, now yeah. you're mad because he said that you want to yes. be lied to.
He says yeah. that it's my fault. All right, Rico, let me cut to the chase here, okay? Jamie yeah. and I want to be on the show, and I have a conflict, and I need it resolved, and I can't get my contractor to do anything about it.
Fill me in.
All right. I had a concrete driveway poured, okay? And within 6 months, it started to chip, and it's a piece of crap, okay? And it's brand new, and it's already a piece of crap. Mm. Well, the contractor came in and said, well, it's not his fault. It's the batch of concrete where the concrete came from. So he refuses to fix it, and the concrete people are saying, hey, we didn't pour it. It's not our problem. We don't know what the conditions were that day or whatever. So now I've got a piece mm-hmm. of crap I paid thousands of dollars for, and I can't get anybody to fix it.
Yeah, so it's like almost talking about relationships, right? We could go around in circles. What it always comes down to is what's responsible and liable in a contract, where it's like in the contract, if there was a contract signed stating like, hey, if there's a certain amount of defects that happen in this length of time, we'll cover it. Because at the end of the day, you got to go back to reading the terms of service or the paperwork.
You didn't sign a contract.
No, this was a fly-by-night exactly. operator. Yeah.
And yeah, by the way,
and that's what happens.
Like, I got this guy off of Texnado. Are you kidding? There's no contract.
I mean, and that's what happens. Like, we love it. Like, first of all, I was a sucker first. Like, I love high confidence, smooth sales guys. Like, I love those people too. It happened to me first. I've had contractors steal hundreds of thousands of dollars from me. So, like, when that happened, I had to scroll and figure out, like, how to not let this happen again.
You know,
and it's because they told me what I wanted to hear and then run when it came yeah. to, you know, taking responsibility.
You know, here's where it always goes wrong. And Jamie knows this, too, that we always look for a bargain. Instead of looking for yeah. a true professional to do the work, we always look for a bargain, and that's when you get these crappy people.
Correct. Yes. Yeah. That's exactly what's happened. And they're trying to get the dotted line signed. Like, they have bills to pay. They're trying to get that first check from you so they could take half of it, pay some of their bills,
yeah.
and then maybe, hopefully, fingers crossed, start your project.
Man, you know this guy, don't you? You know my contractor. Man, you just nailed it.
The probability is probably 90% that I know him. Because, I mean, I've done close to $100 million in construction out in Denver and surrounding alone with the last two, three companies that I worked with. So I've met them all. Like, I was in charge of subcontracting when I worked in emergency restoration. So I shook the hands of 1,000 GCs. We give them a shot. And, you know, they would either do phenomenal or they would not. And then we'd have to, like, hire another guy, lose some money, and move forward. That's why when I started my restoration company, I did 4 or 5 years of trial and error on somebody else's dime. So when I started my company, I had the best contractors to start with. I had the best chief estimators. I had the best. It's honestly about communication. Yeah. So, like, having someone that communicates the good, bad, and ugly. Again, the homeowners want to hear good, good, and good, and it's going to be done in like 10 days. Like, obviously those things are not true anymore. Mm. So I get callbacks a lot because I tell the homeowner, hey, this is what's going to happen. This is going to be the part that's going to suck. And these are the things that might happen, but I have 5-star reviews all day, every day, because I'm honest and upfront. I tell you it's going to take longer.
Well, BJ doesn't do any research. Okay, he's just like he can blame this guy, but he does no research, and he's the cheapest mofo on the planet.
Hey, Rico, look, we can give you a lot of promotion for your TV show, okay? Let's talk and deal here, okay? We can give you a lot of promotion here in the Denver metro area, and we're the number one morning show. We can put this this show of yours on a pedestal. We can make this thing work for you. I just need a new driver.
I don't think he needs us.
The surveys are easy. I got all the concrete guys on the planet. Yeah.
Dude, let's do it. Let's do it. Come on, put me on your show.
You're gonna have to pay.
Yeah.
You have to pay.
You're not getting this for free.
Yeah, you have to pay.
Look, if I have to pay to be on a TV show on HGTV, I'm willing to do it. What the hell? I want some national recognition here. By the way, Rico.
I'll be out there.
Rico to the rescue on HGTV and Disney, Discovery Plus started this month, mm-hmm. and the show. How's the show doing, by the way? Any feedback?
You know what? It's going very well. I feel like they put us right next to like Mike Holmes.
Yeah.
So it's like rescued, then rescued, and then after that, you're rescued. So it's like we don't get numbers back for quite a while because there's like 12 streaming services plus HGTV showing it live plus reruns on Tuesday. So for me, I don't listen to anyone. I'm like, you know what? You guys call me when the season's done, and we'll talk about season 2.
No, oh, okay.
Perfect.
So you don't care.
You're like us. No, he does.
You're like us. We don't care. Ratings are what they are.
That's funny.
Yeah.
It is what I think if it's the show people want, that's amazing. But honestly, I think it's the show people need more than anything, just because in the show, I actually, like, we'll meet with lawyers. Like, we'll talk actual language that will help homeowners from getting screwed in the future. Which I think if homeowners could just know enough, then they won't get it taken advantage of, and then I won't get 875,000 phone calls a day from all over the nation asking me to rescue them. You know, it's just like everything's hindsight.
You're just
right?
a number, so, BJ.
Yeah. Look, yeah.
Rico,
you're not the right
Rico,
number.
Rico. Screw that 800,000 people, okay? To hell with them. It's me. I need a concrete driveway, ASAP. I want to be on the TV show. I mean, we can hook up and we can make it work for both of us.
It's going to be, my episodes are an hour long. That's going to be a 3-minute episode.
I know.
Your driveway is going to be easy. I'm going to knock it out. We're going to shake hands and then have a drink.
Rico, great talking to you.
Yeah, you are awesome. Yeah. I love the show.
Thanks for having me.
It's on Saturday nights and it's on HGTV. And it's called Rico to the Rescue. And by the way, if you want to be part of the casting, you can go to updates@ricoleon.com. That's LEON.com. RicoLeon.com. Updates at RicoLeon.com.
Rico. Good luck with the series, and I'm pretty sure that you're probably going to get a second season out of this because I think you're going to be, I think you're on to something.
Well,
a lot of people have these problems.
Yeah.
A lot of people do. Well, you said 800,000 people call you.
Yeah.
So
you
know that.
Well, thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Rico.
Right. Thanks, Rico.
So much for being on the show.
Likewise. Thank
All
you.
Right. Bye-bye. All right, there you go. Rico
ha, ha,
to the rescue.
Ha, ha, he's not taking your case.
He said I'm a 3-minute project.
Yeah.
What the hell?
You don't just have like in content. Bed.
Shut up, Jamie.
Sorry.
I'm so bummed. I thought that was my ticket, man. I thought that was my ticket to the big time. I'm on HGTV, BJ.
People must ask him for help.
Oh,
right? Because everybody's had an issue. Everybody has. Sorry about that, buddy.
I'm your 3-minute man.
You are a 3-minute man.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ Jamie Morning Show. Also on the Odyssey app. You can download it smartphone and take us anywhere. Adele. Fly away to Vegas, coming up at 9.
Hey, do you think if we wrote Rico, by the way, it's updates@ricoleon.com. If we wrote him, he would, like, tell us who the good contractors are? You know what I mean?
I think he probably has a list.
I bet he does.
I would think he does, and it's posted somewhere. Yeah.
You know what he should do? You know what he should do is, like, Angie's list.
Yeah.
But it's Rico's list.
Yeah.
That would be great.
All right,
I would pay for that.
Uh-huh. Spadil, why don't you check with Rico and see if there's a list out there? Because you have his phone number.
Yeah. Yep. And I can shoot him an email, too.
I like that guy.
That way you can go in and look at the contractors that he suggests.
Right, exactly.
Now, he knows it does pretty good work, right?
Because I need somebody to go out to the cabin and just rework it.
Yeah.
Just the whole thing.
And his team does a great job with everything they do.
Gut it and just start all over.
Yep.
Oh, man.
All right, Rico. Man, he was cool, though.
Yeah, I like him.
He was great talking to. I hope his show does well.
I like how, like I said before, we're getting all this Colorado work, right? Because I was watching, what was I watching? Most of it was filmed in Colorado, but they acted like it wasn't. What was that I was posting about? Anyway, but, you know, a lot of things are filmed here. We just don't really recognize it, you know? Because they even did a movie I saw down in Castle Rock. They were filming a movie.
There's a feed that's on Twitter that actually lists like the top 10, I think it is top 10 movies or whatever that was filmed here in Colorado that nobody knows about.
Right.
It's pretty interesting, too.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of them.
I know, you don't know it. My son called. What were we watching? It was some Christmas movie, and we're watching it, and he goes, you know, that looks like Colorado.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I know what it was. It's, the blank's full, the pooper's full. That movie. What's that movie?
Oh, Christmas Vacation?
Yeah.
The
pooper's full. Yeah, the sledding thing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like the sledding part was in up in Vail or somewhere.
Oh.
Yeah, crazy.
Pooper's
anyway,
full.
Pooper. You know when he looks down, you know, catches up. Okay, never mind.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You think Rico's going to get rich off this?
No, I think it's really, really long days. Filming is a pain. I mean, it's long days. And I don't know. Not yet, he won't.
But if he gets into season 2, 3, 4, five, maybe.
Then he can negotiate a lot of money.
I like the idea that he's got, though.
Yeah, I do, too. Anyway.
All right, so yesterday, let me run this by you, Jamie. I went to the DMV yesterday. You know me, I'm a wreck, okay?
Yeah.
Literally a wreck. And I had to take the driver's test again.
Yeah, I heard.
And you're allowed to miss 6 out of 25 questions. I missed 5.
Well, you know what? I'm not judging you. You know why? Because
why?
My kid just took it in June.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And some of those are tricky.
They're very tricky.
Like, I don't know how far back you have to stop from a gate of a train. You know, like how many feet
away
from the gate. And like, there's just weird stuff.
When you're passing a bicycle on the side of the road, okay, he's got to, you know, and there's no bicycle lane, but he's on the road, but you've got to move over to go around. Mm-hmm. How far away from that bicycle is it mandatory?
At least 5 feet, right?
No.
It's more than that?
Yeah.
10?
6.
Six.
But I'm just saying, those are little things that you don't really know.
Yeah,
you just know to get over and go buy it, but you don't know exactly what the people
are. You've got five wrong and you're only allowed 6?
Yeah. Oh, and guess what? I missed number 5 when I was on question 15. So I had 10 more to go.
Oh, wow.
That's what gave me.
You already know that? They let you know that right away?
Oh, yeah. It's on the screen.
Wow.
It's on the screen. You've already missed 5. You've got 10 more questions. Because there's 25 questions.
Yeah.
By question 15, I'd already missed 5.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, crap. This is bad.
This is bad.
And then I aced it from there.
Oh, good.
But I'll tell you how I did it, too. Okay? Oh, let me give you another equation real quick here. Okay? This was on the test. If you're going 55 miles per hour, and you have to slam on your brakes, say an animal or a baby stroller rolls out in front of your car. How many feet does it take for you to come to a stop?
At 55 miles per hour?
Yeah.
15?
Trudell?
I'm pretty sure it's like what, a car length for every 10 miles an hour that you're going.
You're doing 55. Okay, go ahead.
If you're trying to stop, it's like a car length for every 10 miles an hour that you're going, right? A car length is like 10 feet.
Oh, how many feet? I'm going to go just tell me.
I'm going to go with like 50 feet.
I would do 50 feet as well.
200.
What? 200 feet?
200 feet is the answer. See, I didn't know that. How do I know? You slam on the brakes at 55 miles per hour, but here's what I did.
I obviously ran over the baby.
Yeah, you would have killed it. At 50 feet, you would have killed the baby. You would have in the stroller.
My God.
All right, here's what I did, though, yesterday, and I suggest this to anyone that has to go down and take the driver's test, okay? When I'm sitting in the lobby waiting for my, them to call me up to do the test, I went on my phone and I looked up a makeshift test for the state of Colorado.
Oh, good, yeah.
And about 7 of those questions were actually on the test. Oh. If it had not been for that, I would have not passed. So I'm telling you, go online and pull up, a pretest of the Colorado driver's license. It'll help you.
Well, you're not like telling some weird secret, BJ.
I feel like
that's what they do. That's what the kids do.
Oh, they do.
Yeah, they do practice tests.
I thought of that.
No.
All right, BJ Jamie Morning Show, 7:29 here on this Wednesday.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Hey, don't forget, because everybody's talking about this Amazon RX Pass. It's a subscription exclusive for Prime members for shipping eligible prescriptions to their doorsteps for $5 a month. And Schmidl was looking at his medication, and it's like half the price on there.
It's less than half the price.
Yeah.
It's like a third of the price. Yeah, it's
so
crazy.
It's really worth it. It says the program includes medications that treat more than 80 common health conditions. Medications can be delivered on either a monthly or quarterly basis, depending on prescription requirements. And you can go on there and see the whole list of it.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. It's really cool. Although I was seeing in Salida, I think it was Salida, somewhere, they're not getting their mail.
Why?
Because they don't have enough mail people.
I don't know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're no mail at all. Like,
I never checked my mail. Do you?
Well, I don't.
I'll go a month.
I don't have a key. And so I went to the mail lady and I said, I need a key. And she said, you have to bring the deed to your house.
So you never got a key?
Nope.
I remember that controversy. That was like 3 weeks ago.
That was a while ago.
I haven't had a key for like...
Yeah, for a long time.
Long time.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
So I have tons of tubs because they get so sick of it that they just
drop them off.
They bring the tub. Here's
what I do, though,
great
daily.
Great little storage things.
I go into my email and I get that email from the U.S. Postal Service that shows what's in... They have a picture of what's in the mailbox. And so I go check that every day. And don't ever go clean out the mailbox.
Oh, my God.
So because there's nothing in there any relevance whatsoever.
I know. It's all bills.
It's all junk.
Ugh. And now we're in tax season. How do you people do taxes? Like, I mean, it's just like, I'm talking about you CPAs. Like, what made you think, you know what I want to do? I want to crunch some numbers for other people and make them real mad.
Yeah, there's people that get into that, you know?
Yeah, my brother-in-law is a CPA.
They're big number people.
Yeah. But I'm just bitchy to him.
Well, yeah, because you owe, and you're just like, I don't want to cut this check.
I know. I'm like, are you sure? Do something else.
He probably gets that from everybody.
That's
though.
What I mean. Like, yeah. We're not pleasant to be around.
No. Well, because you're paying taxes.
I know.
Nobody wants to do that.
That's what I mean. Like, you don't think about that part when you're, going for your CPA, right? You don't think about, like, man, these people are bitchy.
It's like working in retail.
Yeah, exactly.
It really is.
Gosh, just like, do something else, rework it. All right, let's see here. Paris Hilton is a mom. This was shocking to me because she's kept it on the down low. She used a surrogate, her and her husband. And so it's official. The 41-year-old heiress, she secretly welcomed her first child with husband Carter. She captioned a photo of the little hand in hers, and it says, you are already loved beyond words.
Man, I wish I were that kid.
It's going to be a good day.
Oh, it's going to be a great life.
Yeah, it's going to be a really...
I mean, you're part of the Hilton franchise. Yeah. Come on, man.
Yeah, it's going to be...
That's free hotel stay.
Yeah, and I think Carter does pretty well, too. He does something.
Great.
What?
Why could I be born like that, into a family like that?
Yeah, I asked my dad why I wasn't an heir to a fortune. Right. Yeah. He's like, that's not how life works. Yeah, it does for some people, Dad.
Does for Paris Hilton and her little kiddo.
Right? Yeah. Although, I will say, Marie Osmond came out over the weekend, and she said, I think she has like 80 kids or something like that, but she said she's spending all her money.
Yeah, I saw that. You know, she's giving nothing to the kids.
I was thinking about, about that, and I was like, I kind of get it now.
Yeah.
I'm like,
you know what?
I feel like my kid will be fine on his own. And like, I didn't have any help. And why not? Why not spend it? I'm just going to spend it.
I mean, you made it, right?
Right.
I don't buy it, though. I think these people who say that, they give their kids something. They don't leave them high and dry, because that's the way we look at it. Like, I'm going to give them nothing. We think nothing because we had nothing.
Right.
Okay? But I don't think that's the case. I think what they do is they, peel off maybe a mil or two for them.
I don't know. I think spend it all, man. I even said that to we went to P.F. Chang last night, and I go, I'm going back to Dubai, and I'm going to spend it all.
Yeah.
And he's like, what? Mom,
he was probably freaking out.
No, don't do that.
He's like, what? I'm like, yep, I'm going to get an Aston Martin, and he's like, is this a midlife crisis?
He's trying to actively talk you out of this.
Right,
like,
exactly.
Mom, what's going on? Like, sit on my couch. I want to diagnose you with something.
He goes, do you think an Aston Martin is really practical for Colorado?
Well, he bought into it, didn't he?
Yeah, I was like, it's all going away. Woo! Bye-bye. Anyway. All right. Let's see her. So, yeah, she's a mom. Good for her. What else did I want to tell you? Ticketmaster. A weird thing happened, and I meant to have you grab the audio, Schmidel. I guess yesterday they started the court case with Ticketmaster, right?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody started doing lyrics from Taylor Swift. It was the weirdest thing.
I didn't see it.
Yeah. It's like the lawyers started like arguing.
You mean with the opening statements and stuff?
Yeah.
In court?
Like referencing some of her songs.
Yeah, they were doing the lyrics like, well, this case is about a girl sitting on the bench watching other people play football while she's just. And it was weird. It's like, is this a joke?
I bet you the judges hated every second of it.
No, I guess even the judge did one line.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was like it's a joke.
Was it real?
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, it was. Huh. I think it was real. Oh, God. Was I duped?
No, because
that doesn't even sound real in court.
It doesn't.
Maybe I was duped.
Maybe.
It sounds contrived.
Just like you were duped by the guy that punched his TV.
Right.
Yeah.
Right,
we all get duped.
It's the internet.
Lies
to us all.
No, I don't think you were. Because CBS News says, look what you made them do, all the Taylor Swift references from the Senate's Ticketmaster hearing.
Wow, so I was right, but it's the Senate's Ticketmaster hearing, huh?
Yeah.
So the Senate was doing this?
Yeah, senators.
The senators were doing Taylor Swift.
I'm surprised they know lyrics.
I am too.
Well, a bunch of old codgers up there.
All their tweens are like freaking out because they were part of the Ticketmaster scandal.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know who decided to do that. That's kind of funny, though. I'll tell you that. All right, yeah, so, and Ticketmaster, by the way, came out and said that they were hacked. And that's why all this went down.
Not buying it. Not buying it.
At all.
No, they weren't hacked.
No,
they
at all.
Blew it.
Why are all these politicians taking documents home?
I don't get it. I this has been going on for years.
Yeah.
I mean, it's starting to look obvious. I mean, what is it this morning?
Pence.
Now they've got Jimmy Carter.
I saw a dinosaur take some documents home.
As of this morning, they're saying Jimmy Carter's now admitted that he did it.
Well,
I think the old
is he still alive?
Yeah.
Yeah, barely.
Oh, he's 90s.
Okay.
Yeah, but he's still kicking. I'd probably take some stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably take some stuff.
Well, you're packing up to get out of there. So,
yeah.
You know what? You throw a bunch of papers in a bag or box and take it home with you.
But, some of it's suitable for framing.
Yeah.
Because you know how I take...
Mementos.
I have weird stuff, like the Y2K warnings from the broadcasters.
Right.
I have that. In my garage, I have the Odyssey stickers that we all had to put around the office and stuff.
Oh, for like wear your face mask.
Yeah,
COVID-19
stay however
precautions.
Many feet away. Yeah. I took all those home. We were supposed to stick them, but I didn't. Anyway, but I took them all home and put them in the garage. Yeah.
But that's cool.
Like, it is kind of cool.
You know, you could have somebody over to your house, for example. You take them into one of the rooms and you show them a framed picture, and there's the nuclear codes. That's
exactly.
Pretty cool.
That is cool. Yeah. Totally cool. Man. Somebody said Jimmy Carter still builds houses for humanity. I saw that. Didn't he like hit his finger or something? Like,
Yeah, he injured his hand.
Yeah, it didn't look good. By the way, speaking of being 90, Willie Nelson is turning 90 years old.
Woo!
That is crazy. And they're doing a huge concert for him at the Hollywood Bowl. Two nights, and all these huge, huge superstars are playing. And he is, too. I didn't know he still is up and around.
Still does it. Does yeah. It.
Man, that pot works, I guess.
I guess.
Spadil, you should smoke the weed.
I could start again.
I don't know. You're a little slow already.
Yeah.
And then you'd just be like, ah.
Yeah, my memory already sucks.
Yeah, so. You already act 90.
But listen, that vitamin D that you bought, it says, remember, it reverses like dementia and all that stuff. So you might become really sharp here.
Yeah, and it helps with like Alzheimer's and
all
gut health and a lot of stuff.
It's really good. All right, let's hear that you did that one. Adult Swim is severing all its ties with Rick and Morty, the co-creator, Justin Roiland, after he was charged with domestic violence. Man, if I'm his co-creator, Dan, I'm pissed. Mm. They ended the whole thing.
They said they're still going to keep going with Rick and Morty.
Oh, they did?
But the weird part about it is Justin Roiland does Rick and Morty's voice. So it's like, who's going to voice Rick and Morty now?
Yeah, I don't know. What happened, by the way?
He has a domestic abuse case, and it happened, I think, about 2 years ago, and it just now kind of came to light, and police are charging him now and, like, investigating into it. And there hasn't been a lot of details to come out about exactly what happened, but obviously if a place like Adult Swim is just straight going to firing him, I would guess that they have, like, a detective or a lawyer or something.
Yeah, because I had a domestic and I wasn't fired and it got dropped.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they've got something solid
on. Yeah, because
on.
You're innocent until proven guilty.
Exactly.
Right.
And
just, you would think so.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, so they have some sort of information that's like, whoa, this is really bad. We're firing you now.
I don't even remember what Rick and Morty is about.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
It's a parody of Back to the Future. So Rick is a parody of the Doc from that, and then Morty is a parody of... Marty McFly, and Rick is like the grandpa, and they just go on crazy like science adventures.
How old are you?
33.
I was just asking.
It's a really good show.
Happy birthday,
yeah.
By the way.
It's very popular.
It is.
It's very popular.
Yeah, it is.
But I mean, I watch Family Guy.
I love Family Guy.
American Dad.
I still watch South Park.
Oh my God, American Dad is just wrong. So wrong. All of those shows, we watch some of them, and Family Guy, I'm like, how does he get away with saying this stuff?
Oh yeah.
I mean, it's cringe. Some of it is like, you can't do that, man. Like, it freaks me out, and then I get nervous in front of my kids. I'm like, he can't say that. That is just so wrong. Oh, my God. All right, let's hear. I had one other story, but I don't know where I put it, so there you go, Tableau Trash.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice, 105.9 BJ Jamie Morning Show. Also on the Odyssey app, all over America. I cannot unhear that song anymore.
I know.
It's ruined.
I know, because of the whole thing.
And here's the sad part. And just like you said yesterday, Jamie, I like it.
I know. I know. I'm sorry.
I hate Miley Cyrus.
I know.
I do.
But
I like that song.
Yeah, and the whole thing. I was thinking about this yesterday. I mean, is this going to be like the new rage, is where you take the Bruno Mars song, which is I Didn't Buy You Flowers, and she's like, I can buy my own flowers. I Didn't Hold Your Hand. I Can Hold My Own Hand. Let's hear. I Should Have Taken You Out Dancing. She said she can go dancing. Mm-hmm. But is that like... is that kind of some kind of infringement or, I don't know, like a copyright?
No, I don't think so. I think a rebuttal, it's not.
Yeah, obviously it's not because nothing's happened, right? Bruno hasn't. But man, it just seems a little like cheating.
It does seem like it's cheating. It seems like that they gave you the path.
Yeah.
And you took it to write this song that you're going to make a lot of money on. And it was really the original idea of Bruno Mars that caused this song to happen.
Exactly.
But there's no way, I would think, to... sue? Or...
No, because it's not the same tune or anything like that.
And if you have no idea what we're talking about, let me play it for you here. We had this yesterday. Jamie found it on, I don't know, TikTok or somewhere, but it's everywhere. It's all over the place. And it's Miley Cyrus and the Bruno Mars song, and it's put together here so that you can tell that she's answering the questions he's asking.
That I should have bought you flowers. I can buy myself flowers.
That song's ruined for me.
Yeah, and so it's basically a response because Liam, her husband, had posted it about her, and so then she responded. The only thing everybody, it kind of went a little sideways yesterday. Everybody says, you know, they've been divorced for 3 years. Isn't it time to be over it? You know?
I think if you can make money on it.
Well, right. But
come up with a hit song.
I understand that part, but it does seem like she's still, I mean... But she went so overboard with the video, like wearing that girl's dress, Jennifer Hudson's, or not Jennifer Hudson, what's her name?
Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, Jennifer Lawrence's dress, wearing the same suit where he told her to behave, dropping it on his birthday.
Well, and then filming it at that mansion where he supposedly cheated on her multiple times.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of jabs, and you don't do jabs unless you're still... connected.
Yeah,
you know?
She did go overboard with all the different angles she took here with him, but she's got a smasher. It's the number one song in the country.
I agree. I'm just saying, like...
I'm with you.
She must be really butthurt.
Yeah, she's got to be.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah, she must have really loved him.
I wish she'd get her teeth fixed.
Who, Miley?
Yeah, it looks like she sucked her thumb when she was, you know, older, because it's that weird bite.
She drives me nuts when she talks.
It's because of her teeth.
No, it's because of that raspy smoking voice.
I think she just needs to she's got to pull them back into her head. She might still suck her thumb. I don't know.
Yeah.
But has definitely a thumb sucking like bite, you know?
Yeah.
Like Schmidl.
Yeah, the malocclusion or whatever. Yeah.
How long has it been since you sucked your thumb?
Oh, man. Like 5 years?
5 years.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, good.
That's good.
That's good.
Yeah, that was a hardcore addiction. That was really hard to give up.
I know two celebrities, but I feel like I'd be wrong if I told, but because I dated the Beverly Hills orthodontist, right, forever, and they suck their thumbs.
Oh.
For all the way up until they're an adult?
Adult, yeah. He would have to put a thing up in the roof of their mouth so they couldn't place
that
their thumb up
it?
There. Yeah.
Wow.
I don't think I've ever known anybody to do that.
Yeah.
That had that, you know, that.
Well, you have Schmidl. Yeah.
Well, besides him, but he's, I didn't even know he had it. I didn't even know he had it when he had it, though. Did you? I mean, because he's saying five years ago, but I don't remember him having that problem.
Jamie was the one that, she was like, hey, you need to get this fixed because it's like, it's a problem. And I was like, what are you talking about? She's like, yeah, you have a malocclusion. I had never heard of it until I met her.
But did she spot you actually sucking your thumb?
No, but I knew it.
That's what I'm thinking.
She could just tell from the teeth.
Yeah, like physical signs.
Yeah. Because I'm like, you suck your thumb, don't you? Yeah. And he goes, remember? And he goes, yeah. Oh,
yeah. You missed your calling. You should have been a dentist.
I know.
Right?
I know. Well.
All right. You've got friends out in California.
I got a little in me.
You've got friends out in California. Did they freak out over the earthquakes?
Oh, yeah. They all did. It was like at 2 or 3 a.m. or whatever. But
man,
yeah.
I would.
It woke everybody up.
If you get waken up at 2 o'clock in the morning and the house is shaking, I'd freak out, man.
Let's see what she posted. She, well, a lot of people post about this. One person was really mad because they had a 16-hour workday and they got woken up at like 2. I know.
No.
Yeah.
Well, then they had tremors after that. They kept them awake all night, didn't it?
Yeah, they had three different ones. They had aftershocks. Yeah, so it was like almost 4 point and then 3.5 and 3.4 or something.
You know, there's not a lot of natural disasters out there that really terrify me, but I don't know, man. I don't know if I could live in California. That place is going to shake one day, and it's not going to stop.
No, I agree.
You know what I mean?
You think about it the whole time when you're living out there. You think about it every day. You think about how you're going to be trapped. Remember, I wouldn't even go into a tanning bed because I was afraid that an earthquake would happen, and it would like put the...
Fall on the tanning bed?
Fall on the tan, and I would, like, cook. You know, it's stay on.
No, that's Final Destination kind of stuff.
Yeah.
On social media, I've watched people that are like doing podcasts and different things or in studios or whatnot. And they'll be sitting there talking, and all of a sudden, everything starts shaking. And they're so calm about it, they'll sit there and go, uh-oh.
Well, because you don't know what to do. You're just stunned. Although I was watching the Weather Channel, and the guy said, because I thought tornadoes were pretty safe or whatever, but he said you only have like 12 minutes before they spot it and it kills you.
They develop so fast.
Yeah, it's like 12 minutes.
Especially in the Midwest.
But I was like, but at least you know the conditions are there.
But you
know?
Get no warning with an earthquake.
No, not at all.
Nothing.
No. But I thought they do have some kind of something where they're trying
to. They do, but at 2 o'clock in the morning, you don't know.
Right? You don't know.
You have no idea, right?
You don't know.
All right, BJ Jamie Morning Show. We'll give you a code word. Maybe, just maybe, you could win that flyaway to see Adele in Vegas. Code word coming up at 9 o'clock.
BJ and Jamie.
Jamie. I think we should have a rule around here.
What's the rule?
Here's the rule. No longer can we start the show in the mornings talking about a restaurant.
Oh, okay.
Because it makes me hungry. suffer all morning long. I'm starving right now. You come walking in, boasting about your night with your son out at, what was it again?
P.F. Chang.
P.F. Chang.
Well, no, I just said, it's funny, P.F. Chang never lets you down.
Never disappoints.
It's always just...
consistent, aren't they?
Yep.
Yeah, there's certain restaurants like that, but ever since you mentioned that this morning, I've been starving. I am in Starveville right now. You know who else never lets you down? Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah, Cheesecake Factory is solid, BJ.
Yeah, solid. Solid's a good word. Solid. Yeah, they're right there. I'll tell you another one that's pretty solid.
Okay.
Can I give you one more?
Oh, my God.
You know, I went to the DMV yesterday.
What is happening? Yes.
Can I give you one real quick here? And this may surprise you, too. Those chicken tenders that they sell at King Soopers. Man, oh, man. I wolfed down four of those yesterday.
Yeah.
Woo! Man, are they the bomb.
Now, did you go work out?
Not yesterday. I'm going today.
Oh, today.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yesterday, I had
eat some chicken fingers.
Chicken tenders.
It was a cheat day.
Tenders and brownies.
Yeah.
Yeah, but today it's a workout.
Well, it's funny that you bring that up because Carson was just talking to me off the air and said something so random. He's like, and I had Chili's gift cards. I'm like, you had Chili's gift cards? Who has Chili's gift cards?
Yeah. They come as a gift for Christmas.
I don't know why. I just thought that was so random. It's I'm using my Chili's gift card.
So I just get a text from my wife says, great. Now I'm going to be off to P.F. Chang today.
Oh, yeah. It's good.
P.F. Chang is really good. Did you get the lettuce wrap?
I got the lettuce wraps.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, those are good.
Yeah, and I got that hot and sour soup.
Now let me ask you. Of the two, which is your favorite? P.F. Chang lettuce wraps or the Cheesecake Factory lettuce wraps?
The Cheesecake Factory.
I agree with you.
Because the peanuts. Huh?
Look.
So is this break about food?
Yeah, it is. Because I told you, starving.
Oh, my God.
I mean, we could do razor blades on pump handles if you want to.
Oh, is that happening again?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Where?
When did you hear of this? I've never heard of it.
Years ago. It comes and goes.
And you mentioned playgrounds, too?
Yeah, they'll do that.
I do remember that,
Yeah, it's just so weird.
Here we go. This is a story out of North Carolina. I guess somebody is taping, several people, because they found them in many locations, of razor blades on the handles of a pump handle at a gas station. God.
Lieutenant Brandon Rothrock with the Forest City PD says they found razor blades attached to the handles of gas pumps. It came to their attention during an inspection of the pumps by the Department of Agriculture.
He made us aware earlier today. He said that he was checking some yesterday and found some in Ellenboro at a Roco station. So that led him to check some of our local stations, and he found one at 74 Junction.
And it happened at another gas station off Oak Street in Forest City.
There is no explanation as to why someone would do this.
He says all known blades have been removed.
If you're pumping gas, check, look before you grab, protect yourself however you need to.
Right now, they're all hitting the ground running, trying to find answers.
It's going to take some hours of reviewing video to see if we can come up with a suspect.
People are stupid.
I just can't even think about that.
It's crazy.
Like, hurts my teeth.
Yeah. I wouldn't even think of that pulling up to a gas station.
I don't want to talk about it.
That's crazy.
Although, I will tell you, it seems like that one, remember when that guy said that he was poisoned?
Did you see the rat poison in Taco Bell?
Yeah. Did you see how that all like kind of
Went away?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that very day that we said it was very suspicious, that very day it started circulating that this guy has filed so many frivolous lawsuits that it's unbelievable. Yeah. And so here's another one for him.
And then there's another thing going on at DIA or something. They're saying, they're talking about there was a trafficking incident, but now they're saying that's not true at all.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't see that story. But let me ask you this, and you're not a lawyer, obviously.
Yes,
you're not
I am.
Jamie Azar.
I have AI. I can be a lawyer.
All right, listen, Linda. And I'm sure you could. Taco Bell should sue this guy.
I agree.
Because here's the story. The guy claims he went through the drive-thru, got a burrito from Taco Bell. And some employee in there was disgruntled because he had had an argument beforehand with an employee, and they had put rat poison in his food. He went home, ate it, got sick, blah, blah, blah. And this hit the news. Well, it turns out that this guy is known for filing tons of lawsuits that are not real, okay? And so the story just went away because, obviously, he made it all up. If I'm Taco Bell, I sue the crap out of him.
Well, yeah, because that day we all were like, oh, my God, right? You didn't want to have Taco Bell that day.
No.
Yeah. Let me read you some of our text. It says, hey, I love the show. I'm the manager at Alamo Draft House. Oh, we love Alamo Draft House.
Love them.
If you guys ever want to come down for a movie, let me know. Heard you mention us yesterday's show. We love Alamo Draft House.
I've never been.
What?
Never been.
What? Are you serious? You're just not living.
You're not living.
Well, I've just never been.
You're not living.
Yeah.
Listen to Garvin.
It's the best place to watch a movie.
I got you. I'm not living.
You're not living.
I'm not living.
Let's see here. You guys, food doesn't let you down. Rick Astley will never let you down. You're not never going to let you.
Don't you have to be at work? Can't you just go ahead and go to work?
You guys just ruined the first day of my diet.
Food. Seems like I got a text from my wife. I think everybody's on board this morning. I'm starving.
I know. BJ, you're not wrong. King Soopers tenders are the best.
They are the bomb, folks. I'm telling you right now. Hey, Spadil, have you ever had the tenders?
Oh, they're so good.
Dude.
I love them.
I really want to apologize for breaking up the food break because apparently it's a thing.
The food break is a great break. I mean, there are certain places out there that never, ever let you down. You go in there, it's so consistent. By the way,
510-59 Oh, God.
Restaurants that you can go to, and we have a sushi place.
Okay, finish your sentence.
Restaurants that you go to, and every time you're there, you walk out going, wow, that was really good.
Never a bad experience.
Consistent.
Yeah.
There's a sushi place over where I live. It's called Fontana.
Uh-huh.
And it's off of, I don't know, one of the streets. Yeah. Anyway. it's really consistent.
Wow,
I mean,
that
really
is fascinating. IHOP is consistent too.
Wait a minute. You started all this.
No,
you're the one that walked in here with P.F. Chang. And you started in on this morning about how it never lets you down. It's so consistent. It's so good.
It was
one mention.
It was one mention. Everybody knows P.F. Chang's. We don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Fontana.
Fontana.
They're all over town.
Never heard of it.
No.
Never heard of it.
I've never heard of it.
Look it up. All three of us never heard of it.
Oh, you guys, you don't know what you're missing.
It's so consistent.
You don't know what you're missing. They're so good and consistent and fresh. Fresh.
Yeah.
I mean, very fresh.
Yeah, because we have an ocean right here.
Yeah. Very fresh. Float in daily, they say.
Oh, really?
Float in daily. I don't know. We're from Omaha somewhere.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Odyssey app. Odyssey. AUDACY. Put it on your phone. You can take us anywhere. Looking at the Textnado at 51059. People love to talk about food, Jamie.
Yeah, I was
they
wrong.
Love it.
I was wrong.
They love food. Telling us about the restaurants you go to that you never get disappointed.
Didn't our sister station have a food show?
Yeah, they did. A restaurant show.
Yeah, an entire food show.
Yeah, that guy did well, too.
I was wrong. I was wrong. It's food talk, everybody.
Love it.
By the way, John at Bistro at Monarch, he invited all of us up, too. Bistro at Monarch, the Monarch Casino, is awesome. But listen, you guys, this reminds me of something. Y'all need to get your reservations going for Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah.
You got to get that going.
Got to feed her.
You got to feed the chicks,
yeah,
man.
You
got to beef us up a little bit. Right?
I'll tell you something, though, about Jamie and I. That you know, because if you're listening to this, you're thinking, okay, you guys, you plug in this and this and this, and you get all this for free. We don't do that. We don't, you know, people will offer, but we don't really. No, Spadil will do it.
But I feel too guilty.
I feel, Yeah, that I'm overstepping my boundaries to be on the air talking about a restaurant and then offer something for free and go over there and take advantage of it. I also
feel uncomfortable with like gift cards.
Yeah. I feel weird using gift cards when I go places. I don't know why.
I do too. So it's
I feel
all...
like everyone thinks you're cheap for some reason.
It's just weird.
Carson, I could see Carson locking onto one of these freebies.
Oh yeah.
I mean, come on.
I will say the monarch the beast. Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean,
okay, so here's what you should do.
Absolutely.
So you should go up there to the Monarch on Saturday, right? Mm-hmm. And have somebody watch the baby and you guys spend the night and you call that like the Valentine's Day.
Yeah, well,
right.
And do like go to the spa?
Yeah,
because Brie loves the spa up there.
No,
the bistro.
Yeah, but see here. I don't know Brie that well, but I think for my wife, for example, if I got all that comped, she wouldn't count it as a Valentine's Day.
She wouldn't.
No, because she knows that I didn't go out of my way and pay for it.
No, I just
does that make
tell
sense?
Just don't tell her.
Well, she's going to know. She's going to know. She can look at your bank account. What are you talking about? She would know. But I'm just saying that I don't think that would count.
By the way, the spa up at the Monarch is literally one of the best spas I've been to in Colorado.
It's really amazing.
It's really great.
I mean, I haven't been to a lot, but the fact that you can go 2 hours before your appointment and 2 hours after and just sit there.
So great. BJ, you should take her up there. See, I try to get BJ to do surprises for Lisa all the time. He's like, nah, she won't like it. We like it. Take us to the Monarch and take us to the spa.
Well, the only problem with that is... that going to the Monarch, I don't think she'd be into that simply because she knows that I would be in a gambling town. You know what I'm saying?
So that
the drawback would be that even though she's getting a massage, I've lost a fortune at the bar or at the tables
whatever.
Yeah. So I think that might be a drawback because we both have a problem.
All right.
She loves spas and I love to gamble.
All right, then go to the zoo or something.
Is the zoo open this time of year?
I don't know. You know, but it's funny because Spadil came up to us and he's like, oh no, you know, at the Super Bowl is on the 12th. And so it's going to be all screwed up for Valentine's Day. And we all just sat there and like looked at him. We're like, what? He's like, yeah, the Super Bowl is ruined because of Valentine's Day. And we're like, you know, the Valentine's Day is on the 14th, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, but I mean, but then if you celebrate the weekend before, and we're like.
Or the weekend after,
Or the weekend after. Yeah. I'm like.
It's like, Spadil.
You kind of celebrate Valentine's Day on the day.
People celebrate on the day.
You book
a restaurant on Valentine's Day. Day.
You guys literally just told Carson to go up
I was getting ready to finish that.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to do it overnight, obviously it's a Saturday to Sunday, but you celebrate Valentine's Day
on Valentine's Day. Yeah. And your whole question was how the Super Bowl is going to affect Valentine's Day, and it's not.
I think it's the other way around. I think Valentine's Day is going to affect men being able to watch the Super Bowl because they're going to have to do stuff for their wives or girlfriends.
Not true.
Also, for a dude that doesn't have a date, you seem to be really
I have a date.
No. And not only that, Spadil, it's not just dudes that watch a Super Bowl.
Yeah, that was really the sexist.
The Super Bowl is everybody. Yeah. You don't even have to be a football fan, but you watch the Super Bowl.
Well, that was really rude because I'm going over to Michelle's. She's having a big party. And
with a bunch of women.
I'm a girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, ass.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Why don't you get back to the computer and start booking your free dinners up here that you're on? Spadil's already answered back like six of these restaurants to get a free meal. Hasn't he? We're sitting here watching him. It's like, dude, I'll see you later this evening. Save me a table at 7. There'll be me and 4 friends. Yeah. Dude.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I was just chit-chatting with the lady at the Alamo Draft House.
Yeah.
Magic Mike 3 is out in 2 weeks.
Oh, it is? I saw the promo for it.
I think that we should do a girls' night.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, we did that with 50 Shades. It was awesome.
Yeah. Now, this is the final chapter, right?
Yeah. He's not going to be doing that grinding stuff anymore.
This is it, ladies.
It was so cheeseball. I was like you said, Carson, off the air, is this real?
I I thought it was an old promo when I saw it. I was like, there's what?
Yep, it's back. 2 weeks. Magic Mike 3. I'm going to see if I can organize a girls' night out for all of us to go. You too, BJ.
Yeah, I'd love it.
I know.
I'm a big fan.
I know.
I've got all the movies.
Right on VCR.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I practice at home doing the dances.
Well, speaking of which, Rudy, the A&W. Do we have A&Ws here?
Yeah,
we do.
Yeah.
Okay. Rudy, the A&W mascot, I guess they put pants on him.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, he needed pants.
Yeah, so it's because they didn't want you to know what sex he was or something, right. So they put some pants
on. Well, he's been flopping around for a while.
Yeah, he has.
So he needs some pants.
I just heard about the worst day ever. So, you know the Cowboys quarterback?
Yeah.
They lost, right?
Dak?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they lost.
Yeah.
His girlfriend just broke up with him.
Oh.
Doesn't that suck?
Well.
You lose in the playoffs and then your girlfriend breaks up with you?
Maybe he didn't like her.
No, she broke up with him.
Oh.
Yeah. She did it, not him.
Well, she doesn't like him then.
Well, I think she doesn't want to be with a loser.
Yeah, tired of him losing.
Yeah, so she's like, bye. Oh, what a bad day. Poor guy. Let's see here. The other thing. Oh, BJ, you're going to freak out. I don't even know if I should tell you.
What's that?
Bad Bunny and Lizzo are going to be performing at the Grammys.
No.
Yes.
Get out of here. That is huge.
Yeah, both your favorites.
Bad Bunny
and
Lizzo.
And Lizzo.
Oh, did you see that picture of Lizzo yesterday?
I didn't.
Oh,
what, was it hot?
She's in lingerie.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Lingerie.
Yeah, she was promoting her body again.
Yeah, that actually went viral yesterday. There's a guy who's morbidly obese, and he's on a journey of weight loss. And he said, listen, it's not healthy at all, and you should not be promoting being morbidly obese.
Well, what does he know?
Well, he's morbidly obese.
Well, yeah, but still, he can't talk for everybody. Maybe there's some people that really like it. Like Lizzo, for example.
But
she likes to flaunt it.
That's what, who he was talking about. He said, you know, listen, you shouldn't be comfortable in that skin. I mean, this went kind of viral yesterday because he's speaking out going, you shouldn't. It's not good. It's not healthy. You know, if you're like me and he was standing there, they've already told me I will die if I keep living like this.
Literally taking years off of your life.
Right? Yeah. So, I don't know. It was a whole content thing yesterday. It was all going crazy because some people are like, let her alone. You know, whatever.
Well, the Lizzo picture was really nice.
Was it?
Yeah.
What'd she have on?
Lingerie.
I know, but like what? Tell me.
Yeah.
Well, it was purple. A lot of, I guess, straps. Kind of strappy looking.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was hard to see the straps, but they were there. You just had to kind of, it was almost like connecting the dots. You had to go from this strap to this strap, and you'd have to draw your own line because it would disappear. But it was pretty cool.
Wow.
Do you see it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Shmadil pulled it up for you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty hot, huh?
Wow. Wow.
I like it.
Yeah.
I think
it looks solid.
Very, yeah.
Solid.
Solid is a good word,
solid,
baby.
Solid, yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's solid.
Okay, anyway. Let's see here. What was it? Oh, yeah. Bad Bunny, Lizzo, also Sam Smith, and some other people. So.
And they're going to be at the what now? The Grammys? Yeah, Grammys are coming up.
Yes. Yep. A lot of people are writing saying, please, let's do a girls' night out. You know what? We haven't done one of those in so long because of the pandemic and all that. Do you think I can organize it in 2 weeks?
Sure you can.
All right.
You've got the guy at the Alamo. That's all you need.
You already got half of it, yeah.
It's the girl.
Girl. Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, I'll try to work this out. By the way, have you guys been working on your Valentine's Day boxes?
No.
Does Frog make one?
I'm sure he does because he did last year. So I'm sure he does. It's just we're a little far out, I guess, for it.
Yeah. Okay.
We're still 3 weeks away.
So. I have the perfect Valentine's Day box. You guys got to follow my recipes. So listen, you buy one of those tiny little trash cans that you put in the bathroom. You know, the kind you step on and the lid comes up?
Got them.
Right? Yep. All right, so it's a little one. Then you go to Michael's and you buy the gigantic eyes, the wobbly eyes, and you glue it on there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right? And then you get red felt and you put it on the part that you step on, and that's the tongue. And so then people push it, put their Valentine's in the little trash can.
Wow.
Brilliant.
Pinterest. Let me guess.
No, I just made that up.
You did?
That's an original.
That's not a Pinterest?
No, I don't.
Oh, man, look at you. Miss Original.
Hello? Anyway, it's super easy. Okay, I can't believe how many people are wanting to go to Girls Night Out. We got to figure this out right now.
That's a great idea.
The other thing I wanted to tell you was I have this feeling. Well, it's in my head. You know, I watched that documentary on that McAfee. Sorry. The guy that does all our security.
Yes.
I mean, he's dead now, I think. But
he's one of the originals.
Well, he made it.
For the viruses.
He wrote it. He wrote the whole thing. Yep. Anyway, and so he, one of the parts of the film, he says, China is one button away from destroying us, and y'all don't realize that I'm the only person that knows how to stop this, whatever. Well, I'm thinking, like yesterday, isn't it weird? The stock market went down yesterday. Well, it was this crazy trading, right? They had to stop it because somebody got into the system and just started crazy trading all these different companies, and they stopped the system. Well, then this morning, Microsoft went down. That's two days in a row. Weird stuff has happened. Microsoft went down the Outlook system and also, you know, also took down Xbox and all that. Something's going on. One button, he said.
One button. You think it's China?
I do.
Man.
I do. I mean, this hacking stuff is, that's scary, isn't it?
Yeah. We're taking down the grid.
I'm just telling you.
Hey, Spadil, did you see the story where Xbox is going to limit how much you can play due to global warming?
Wait, what? Really?
Yeah.
Wait, what? Really?
How does that help global warming?
The electricity.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're saying that they're going to limit it to 5 hours a day.
Well, that's probably good for some of these kids.
Yeah.
Got to get out.
Yeah.
5 hours a day, man. They're going to cut you off.
Dude, when I was in high school, I was playing video games probably 12 to like 16 hours a day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you still are.
No, it's more like...
It's but more dude, like, you leave here and you're on video games till you go to bed at night? So
I
you're
get,
still
I
doing...
Like 2 to 3 hours dude, in you're still at the
doing,
most.
You're still doing 6 to 8 hours a day.
I would say
no,
six.
No, I can't hit those numbers because I got to walk my dog. I got to go to the gym. I got to cook dinner.
Yeah,
I got,
but that
I
one weekend, that one weekend, you said you played them all weekend.
Oh, yeah, but we were on vacation.
So it was okay.
Yeah.
Lord.
Gotcha.
Anyway, right. Yeah, so...
But anyway, they're going to limit you.
That's the only time I let my son cuss.
When?
When he's playing...
Oh, when he's really into it? It's like playing a sport.
Yeah, because they're all online, you know, or whatever, and he says bad words.
Yeah, you'll hear some bad things in a Call of Duty lobby. Like, really bad.
Yeah, so it's like five of them, and they're all playing or whatever, and I just shut the door and let it go.
Yeah. Because he can't be that one kid that doesn't cuss.
Exactly.
Then he looks like a real wimp.
Yeah, exactly. So I just shut the door quietly. Just walk away and act like my kid's
put some earplugs in.
Pretend like he's a good boy. Just, yep, just pretend. All right, and then we talked about how Paris Hilton is a mom. She hasn't released the baby's name yet, but the baby boy was born via surrogate, and his name, like I said, hasn't been revealed. The couple got engaged. She married that Carter guy in 2021, and then they married in November, and it was all, it's all in that documentary.
Yeah.
And she talks like a baby.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Yeah, 41 years old. Wanted a child.
Yep. I mean, it was time, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Speaking of.
Yeah.
Carson, how many eggs do you guys have?
We have 3 embryos right now.
What are you guys going to do?
I think it's time to plant them.
I do, too. I do,
time
I do
to start
too.
The garden.
We can't do all three. We're exploring the options for doing it another time with one more.
I'd do a couple more.
I'd do them all.
I'd do them all, too.
Run them all.
I don't have the money for that.
Do them all at the same time and do triplets.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do that.
Yeah.
I don't know you can find a woman to carry triplets for you.
No, a surrogate will not. There's not too many out there.
Plus, it's so risky. All right, so let's just find 3 different chicks.
And...
Yeah.
Transfer all.
Yes. Yeah. No,
that's easy. Yeah. Caller 9, 10, and 11. You're the carriers. 303-22-ALICE. Callers 9, 10, 11.
I'll pay you in Skittles.
You are the baby mama.
All right. There we go. Tell it, Josh.
BJ Jamie Morning Show here on this Wednesday morning. 21 degrees right now. Snow flurries off and on today.
BJ and Jamie.
Almost 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. 22 degrees right now. Snow off and on today. Going to be really cold for the weekend. Earlier this morning here on the program, we had a guy by the name of Rico Leon was on the program because he was promoting his new show that's on HGTV. It's called Rico to the Rescue. And he was great.
Yep, he was. I like that guy. It's on Saturday nights on HGTV.
Yeah, he's based here out of Denver, Colorado. What he does is that he goes in to a customer that's hired a contractor, and the contractor did crappy work, and so he's the negotiator to try to get it fixed for you.
Right, and I like how the guy that screwed up your driveway is writing you threatening letters.
Yeah.
I never even said anybody's name.
Exactly.
I didn't say anything.
He has nothing.
All I said was, it's crappy.
I know.
I even said that I don't even know who's to blame.
Well, you
concrete people? Contractor? I don't know.
I mean, the concrete crumbled, okay?
It crumbled. I got crappy concrete.
You do, and you're not lying about it, but I just... No. He's so crazy.
All riled up.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Well, it'll work out for you. All right,
Can I tell you
if
something?
You want to, the reason I brought this up was if you want to hear Rico, the interview, you can get it on the podcast for us.
Yeah, you can't.
On Odyssey.
Something funny just happened. Oh, my God. Somehow, I was sending an article that our general manager had sent me last night, right? So I was sending it to my son, but somehow I ended up on a group chat with my son and our general manager.
Oh, so you started a group chat. Okay.
I'm like, so, I was just trying to share it. Yeah. But then.
What was the article?
It was about AI. It was I was like, I just had to write him like, I'm so sorry. I was just trying to share your article with my son. And somehow I just created a group chat. So.
Yeah. And these group chats, it's impossible to get off of them.
I know. So I'm like, delete.
I've got like 3 or 4 I want to leave. But there's no way to leave it.
I know.
Right?
I know. I tried to go in too and delete it or whatever, but they still pop up.
I wish you could have delete other people.
Take him out of the group. Pete.
Yeah, like Powerball Pete, for example. He's on one of our feeds.
Yeah.
And is there a way to take him out?
You just start a new one. Yeah, I did that with because I took you out of one, and I'm only on with Carson and Schmidl.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
You know, so we just talk behind your back and stuff.
Really?
Yeah, like today was, oh my God, I just sent it to Carson. Oh my God, is his eating candy driving you nuts or what? And then Carson sent back, holy hell.
And emoji with...
And then I wrote back, holy hell is my word, don't use it. But that happens a lot more than you think. I was at a campground with all my family, right? And all of a sudden I see all the teenagers and they're all on their phones, but they're looking at each other and they're laughing and stuff. And I'm like, what are you guys writing about? And they're like, nothing, what? And they were slamming all of us.
Yep.
Really?
My wife does that with her friends.
She does?
Like, all the wives and the husbands were all hanging out. And the husbands were clueless. And they're all just laughing about us.
Yeah. It happens all the time. People write each other. I mean, I probably shouldn't say this. I can be at a table with my girlfriends. And they'll actually write about each other. It's really
mean.
That
puts you in an awkward position.
Yeah, it does. Because you're like, oh, I know I look at. Because they're like, is she hammered or what? I mean, oh my God, how annoying is she? And you're like, oh my God.
You know, there's a great way to stop that, though.
What's that?
Is that you look at the person they're writing about and you say, oh my God, look what they just said about you.
I know.
That'll put a halt to it quick. You won't get another text from those people, right?
Yeah.
BJ and Jamie, Morning Show. 925.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. The BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Frog thinks that's the way the ABCs go.
Oh,
A, B, C, D, E, F, U.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
He mentioned it to me just a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
See what this music's doing to kids?
Oh, trust me. What was the one that Rihanna sang? It was S&M or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And so I said that was her name.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, you got to come up with something for an explanation,
I know,
right?
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, that's how she spells her name. Yeah. And then that one, he spent all night to find Lucky.
Yeah.
My son's like, that's so nice. They look for that dog all night.
Yeah. You
nice.
Keep him believing that.
Yeah.
That's I think he knows. Dog named Lucky.
I think he knows now.
He's fine.
Oh, my God.
You know, every medication out there, and when you see them on TV with the ads, you see all the side effects. Right?
Right.
Well, the drug that we talked about just a couple of days ago, the one that everybody's taking for weight loss, it's for diabetes, right?
Yep.
It's called Ozempic. Now the side effects are coming out. The pros out there are saying that you shouldn't be taking this stuff to lose weight because the side effects are dangerous.
Yeah, but everything has side effects.
That's what I just said. Yeah. Everything's got side effects, so you have to kind of weigh it. Well, here's one of the side effects is that you get what's called aging face. They're calling it Ozempic face.
Ozempic face?
Yeah.
Hey, you Ozempic face.
Yeah. You are Ozempic face.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Dubbed as Ozempic face.
So
if you take this stuff, you get wrinkled.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
Yeah. You might lose weight, but you're going to look fat and old. I mean, skinny and old.
I've never heard of diabetics looking old.
Well, I don't think they take it as often as the people are taking it to lose weight. I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah.
But according to this article, Ozempic face is a real thing. It's been dubbed that because so many people are saying they look so much older after taking the drug. Oh, by the way, here's a lady talking about the side effects.
For me, I get super gassy and bloated, and I have...
All right. Fantastic.
Okay, so you look old.
And you fart.
For me, I get super gassy and bloated, and I have sulfury burps, and I get, like, minimal nausea. But this last injection, every time I spoke, I burped. Guys, I was working. Imagine being a patient and your nurse coming up and they just keep burping as they talk to you.
That would be bad.
You know, I didn't realize it was an injection.
Yeah.
It's an injection because it's a peptide, right? So peptides are technically like hormones. They tell your body like when to do certain things.
Wow.
So you're injecting like a hormone into your body, basically.
Peptide?
Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're chemical messengers that tell your body, like, when to do certain processes.
Messengers?
Yeah.
Peptide?
Yeah.
Chemical
men? Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah,
they ride their bike down to your organs and drop it off.
They do, yeah. It's like a messenger service.
So it doesn't come in pill form?
No.
No, that's why I was talking to Carson about it, because I go, I don't know if I could inject myself.
I could.
And he was talking about, you know how when Bree was on those hormones.
IVF
or whatever,
meds.
Yeah, the IVF that you have to, in your stomach, you have to inject yourself.
Not me.
Oh, my gosh. And then she got used to it, right?
Yeah, she said, I mean, once she got past the initial fear, it was okay. But she invited a friend over because she was so scared the first time.
Well, and they gave me B12 injections, and I had a baggie of them. And, oh, my God, I could not do it.
No.
And so then Christy, my friend, she grabbed one and just stabbed me with it.
She was like, I'll do it for you.
She didn't even ask me if she could do that.
God.
And we were on a golf course, and she didn't even ask me. And she just stabs me. I'm like, I think this is illegal.
All right, this Ozempic, if you want to look skinny, but you look old, and you burp and fart a lot, this is the drug for you.
Yeah, but all you need is a foreskin cream. And then you'll be fine, right?
That fixes.
Yeah,
that's everything.
Yeah.
Right?
BJ and Jamie.
Man, it's snowing.
Yeah.
It's snowing.
Yeah.
What if this like turns out to be like a huge storm we didn't even know about?
Good.
You never know. You never know, because we've had that happen before.
Oh, yeah.
Where all of a sudden you're just, just a little bit of precipitation. That was the forecast. And the next thing you know, you're buried.
Yeah, and we're watching some of the reports here on Fox 31. This lady that's out there doing the reporting, she's in a blizzard.
I know. I
can't even see her.
I don't know if she's at DIA or Westminster, but both of those places are getting hammered, too.
All right, we got to go.
Yep.
Let's see here. Anything before we get out of here? Oh, yeah, go to our webpage. Go to Alice1059.com, the BJ and Jamie page or Facebook page or whatever. Odyssey app also. You can get the podcast if you missed anything today. You can hear it there or any other show. In the past, you could get them there too. I think that's it. I think we're done on a Wednesday.
I feel like there was something else.
Yeah, I do too. I know you've got more chances at Adele later on today.
Yeah, yeah, that wasn't it though.
That wasn't it. Oh, well, we think of it, we'll do it tomorrow.
Right. Okay.
All right. Have a great day today. Enjoy and be safe. We'll see you. Bye bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice. Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.